We've recently heard from a number of local bands that are releasing new music that was either written or recorded during the last year of pandemic restrictions, a time when opportunities for in-person live music performances have been scarce. The local band Modeling has released new music and new videos within the past couple of months. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis recently caught up with the brothers Quinn, Connor, and Ryan Brogan about their recent single, Nothing Unexpected, and about how the pandemic shaped their music plans for 2020.
I would say that it definitely enhanced our music vision for the year because we had this goal of putting out an EP and we had some shows lined up. And unfortunately, those got canceled. It would have been fun to play those, but we were able to spend a lot more time in our studio and produce some tracks last year and this year. And also learn how to record and just mix our own music. We just spent a lot of time in our studio. And, you know, I think that's where we're most comfortable and where we have the most fun and get the most fulfillment out of music.
It was pretty much the same. We just didn't have a lot of interference with, like, shows and stuff, I guess. Right. So I took a few, like, video courses and stuff. And so I feel like we used it to our advantage, I would say. We definitely used it to our advantage.
Yeah.
So you guys recently came out with this new track. Tell us a little bit about Nothing Unexpected.
It's our third single off the EP that we're currently finishing up right now. And yeah, Connor can tell you a little bit about that.
I mean, it's a song that we started writing about 5 or 6 years ago. And I don't know if you were familiar with our music back then, but it's drastically different from the majority of the music we had been writing, which was a lot of ambient piano driven music. And so when we started this song, we weren't really sure what to do with it because it's so upbeat and kind of, it leans in the pop direction. And so for whatever reason, we weren't sure what to do with it. So we just kind of let it sit there and we didn't touch it for 5 or 6 years. And then just last year we decided to pick it up again and finish it. I guess at the time when we first started writing it, it was a pretty good time in my personal life. So I think that's reflected a little bit in the upbeat and sort of funness of the music. But upon 6 years, you know, that's a pretty large time span. So a lot can happen in that time and people change and perspective shifts. So coming back to revisit it, I had sort of a different outlook on things and that kind of morphed in the way that the lyrics were written. So it gave this song sort of a bittersweet feeling to it where the music's fun, but the lyrics are sort of sad.
So in addition to, you know, releasing it as its own single and then the instrumental, you've also released a series of videos for this track. What was the inspiration between the different takes on the same track?
So the videos were definitely something new for us. The whole idea behind them is just to try to like expand the story of the song, try to make the world of the song a little bit bigger than just a song. And we just wanted to kind of let people in on how we're feeling or how our minds were working when we were creating the song and what it feels like to us. And I feel like visuals are the best place to do that. There's a backstory behind it for sure that maybe Connor can delve into a little bit.
I mean, the main purpose of the videos was to show, I guess, the meaning of the song, like kind of give people a little bit of backstory as to what the song represents. And the inspiration behind that comes from this quote that's kind of always stuck with me that I found on Pinterest several years ago. It's kind of a weird place to find. I mean, I know people find things from Pinterest all the time, but it just sounds funny when I say it out loud. But it was a photograph of this man and his daughter standing, and I can't remember exactly because it was so long ago, but they're either standing in front of a window to a shop, like a store, or it was a gate that went to some place. I don't know. But the quote underneath it just said, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember it exactly, but it was along the lines of, you can always revisit the place, but never the time. And that just really stuck with me. I don't know. I feel like I kind of get this nostalgia sickness a lot, and I'm always kind of reminiscing about good times. And yeah, that was sort of the driving factor behind the videos, was to show this character, this person who is so obsessed with the past or the good old days or something that it makes him a lonely individual in the present. And it was all kind of inspired by that quote. And that's also the song as well. That's a little more of the song.
Well, you guys mentioned that this is part of an upcoming EP. So what are the plans with that? Are you guys looking for a release date? Or, I mean, what have you guys got coming up, I guess?
So we released two other singles prior to this one called Low Fantasy and Lodestone. We did that last year. Mm-hmm. And we're working on just two more to finish up an EP. And in all honesty, the length of the EP is the length of an album. It's going to be pretty long. I don't even know why we're calling it EP at this point. But we're currently trying to finish those two tracks. And the release date we're looking at, or release time frame, is at the beginning of summer, or kind of like maybe a little bit more into it. We're not exactly sure. We just know we have two more and we're currently trying to work those out. But, you know, things get in the way. Time flies by. I can't believe it's already March. And we have some other obligations we're trying to finish up as well. But yeah, that's the plan.
So other than releasing music, have y'all got anything on the horizon in the next few months, the next year?
Yeah, actually, we are in our studio recording a performance video for Nothing Unexpected. Okay. And we hope to finish that up relatively soon. We're doing drums right now, but that's the next video we're doing. And that's kind of us talking about some of these things that we want to do are kind of getting in the way of finishing some of the EP stuff. But we really want to do this video, and we think it'll be cool.
We kind of do, I mean, not kind of, but we do everything ourselves. So it takes longer because we can't write music and then also like edit hours upon hours of like video footage and film it and light it. And it's a lot of work. So
it's a lot of work.
But we feel like it's important to have these things. I've always wanted a kind of a performance video type thing. So
yeah, I mean, that's the plan. I mean, I don't know what the rest of the world is going to look like in 2021, but, you know, obviously hoping to perform live again at some point.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That was Ryan, Connor, and Quinn Brogan of the local band Modeling speaking recently with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. You can find the new single on Spotify, YouTube, TikTok, Bandcamp, Facebook, and at their website, modelingmusic.co.